with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump openly challenged U.S. allies on Wednesday by increasing tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports to 25%. During a meeting with Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin, President Trump says his tariffs are aimed at righting past wrongs.
The United States of America is going to take back a lot of what was stolen from it by other countries and by, frankly, incompetent U.S. leadership, grossly incompetent.
The tariffs, which went into effect Wednesday, could have widespread impact on manufacturers and consumers. Annie Macias Murphy is the co-owner and president of JA&M, a contractor for commercial buildings based in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Macias Murphy says her company tried to lock in prices for steel ahead of the tariffs, but she worries that rising costs will make it harder for her company to commit to large-scale projects. President Trump is defending his administration's slashing of the Education Department's workforce. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The administration this week announced more than 1,300 layoffs at the Department of Education. The president said downsizing is necessary.
I feel very badly, but many of them don't work at all. Many of them never showed up to work.
He claimed the best people were being retained, even though he wants to close the department. Thousands more jobs are expected to be cut across the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Social Security Administration, and other agencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has accomplished the seemingly unexpected, keeping his Republican majority in line to fund the government. The Republican speaker was able to convince even the most staunch conservatives who prefer budget cutting to come on board. Now the bill is before the Senate, and Democrats are struggling to respond with an alternative. This is SRN News. Christians are aging out. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on this story.
What that means is that the median age of a believer in the U.S. is getting older, meaning fewer young people are adopting the faith, suggesting that fewer people overall will be Christians in coming decades here. According to the Pew Research Center, the median age of a Christian in America today is 54. 10 years ago, it was 49. Meanwhile, the median age of religiously unaffiliated people stands at 38. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning so-called conversion therapy. The law at issue is one from Colorado, which bars any licensed counselor from helping anyone under the age of 18 to voluntarily abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The question is whether the measure violates the free speech rights of counselors. This is SRN News. The trade war is knocking stocks around. The Dow dropped while the NASDAQ and S&P 500 advanced. We hear more on the day's activities from Seth Sutel reporting from New York.
Stocks closed mostly higher on Wall Street after getting some relief from an encouraging update on inflation, but jitters over President Donald Trump's trade war still knocked the market around. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Wednesday after skidding up and down throughout much of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also bounced between gains and losses. The Dow wound up down 82 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.2%. AI stocks led the gains. Nvidia tacked on 6.4%. Companies targeted by tariffs announced by Europe and other countries weighed on the market. Harley-Davidson sank 5.7%. Whiskey maker Brown-Forman lost 5.1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.